Hello everybody, Jack here, and today I'm joined by the delightful Cara. Hi Cara.
大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
So today's topic shall be the differences between talk, tell, say, and speak.
Yes, so all of these words are obviously related to 说 talking, but all need to be used at different times.
Exactly. This will be a good chance for those who are new to English to learn the key differences. For those who already have a good level, this will be a good chance to test your knowledge and ability.
So we're going to start with tell. This is a verb and it's third person present tense.
That's right, third person present tense.
对, it's used in three main formats. 有三个最常用的意思。Me and Jack will tell you those ways and give you some examples.
Alright, okay, so the first format that we use the word tell in is when we communicate information, facts, or news. For example, I have to tell you about Dave's new car. Another way it can be used in this format is when discussing a story. For example,Let me tell you about what happened last night.
When communicating information like this, you can use tell when giving an order, such as just tell me to go away. You can also reveal information with it by saying something like, the figures tell a different story. 所以第一个常用的意思呢，就是表示告诉、告知、说明、显示，就是我们用的最多的那个意思。
Precisely. Right, now moving on to the second format, we can use the word tell in.We can use it when we want to decide or determine something with certainty. For example, I can tell this won't go well. Can you give us another example, please, Cara?
Yes, 那首先给大家解释一下，这第二个用法就是知道、看出，或者说能准确的判断。So another example would be, you can tell they're in love. 你可以看出来他们陷入爱河了。好的，大家别管我这个笑。When you are sure of something in your own mind, you can use the word tell just like this.
The third format is when you want to describe how a period of time has had a noticeable effect on someone. For example, you can tell going on holiday helped him to relax again.
Right, however, typically it's used when describing a harmful effect on someone. 第三个用法呢，表示有影响，而且通常指不好的、负面的影响。Like this, the strain of studying so hard was beginning to tell on him.
Okay, so the last thing to mention about tell is that when in past tense, it becomes told. So for example, I told you that was going to hurt.
如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。Great, okay, so that's tell out of the way. Now we'll move on to say.
So, when you say, say,
Your turn.
Yeah, I know, that sounds bad. But anyway, the word say is generally used when we want to convey an opinion, a feeling, or intention.
Say 就是说、讲、告诉。它在后面呢，直接接你想说的这个话作为宾语就好了。比如说你的观点啦、感受啦、计划、打算啦。For example, I must say I didn't think much of their new album.就是我必须得说，我不是很喜欢他们的新专辑。
Yes, some other ways it can be used are as follows. What did he say? And what are you going to say to them? These phrases are used when requesting information.
So the next two words to discuss are speak and talk.
Right, so let's look at talk first. So to talk is to give information or express ideas or feelings. Converse or communicate by spoken words. For example,The two men talked about their plans.
Yes, there are several ways we can use the word talk. Firstly, it can be when we discuss personal or intimate feelings. For example, we need to talk. Jack.
I've heard that before. another way we can use it is when we persuade or cause someone to do something by talking. For example, don't try to talk me into going.
这个 talk somebody into doing 表示说服某人去做某事。It can be also used for gossip. Don't phone me at work, people will talk. 就上班的时候别给我打电话，人家会讲闲话的。 It's important to remember you can't use this word in a sentence such as What did he talk to you? It should be what did he say to you or what did he tell you?
Okay, so the last one for us to cover is speak. We can use speak in lots of ways, such as when we need to have a conversation with somebody. I wish to speak privately with you.
We can also use it to express the views or position of another person or group. He claimed to speak for the majority of local people. And yet another way, we can convey one's views or position indirectly, such as speaking through his attorney. He refused to join the debate.
Exactly. And to finish on, we can use speak when we want to talk in order to reprove or advise.For example, she tried to speak to Seth about his drinking.
There are, of course, so many ways we can use these four words when speaking English, and it may seem confusing or tiring.
That's right, but learning when and where to use these four words puts you a big step closer to speaking fluently. This type of grammar is learned at a very early age by native speakers, so it's very obvious to them if these words are used incorrectly at times.Studying and practicing these is a very important part of English. You won't waste your time rehearsing these.
好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。今天呢，这期节目基本上就和大家聊到这儿了。我相信大家肯定会感受到今天这期节目会相对有点难。但是呢，可以多听几次嘛。好了，我是卡拉。
再见，我是。
先说我是 Jack
了。你说我是罗强。
对对对。
再见，我叫 Jack。
拜拜。
拜拜。